how socking away $1,000 per month can have a 95% chance of making you a millionaire. I'll explain how next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, for many, many decades, I have explained to audiences and in my various books basically two ways to stack up $1 million or more, okay? If $1,000 a month can stack up $1 million in the next 25 or 30 years or sooner, then if you sock away $2,000 a month, that's $2 million. $5,000 a month, that's $5 million. I mean, it's just math, okay? But a lot of people do not understand what I'm about to explain to you. And so let me explain sort of two different ways that I have used, that I've helped many, many people be able to assure themselves that they will have $1 million one way or another, or if I were you, both ways, okay? Now, if you've listened to me much on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, or if you have read any of my books, one of my favorite financial vehicles that allows people to accumulate their money totally tax-free under Section 72E of the Internal Revenue Code, which has been grandfathered a sacred cow for over 107 years, okay? And then be able to access your money tax-free under Section 7702, if you do it the smart way. And when you ultimately die, it blossoms in value and transfers income tax-free. Now, as far as I know, there's nothing else in the Internal Revenue Code that does that. Municipal bonds don't do that. Roth IRAs, 401ks do not do that. See, what I call the laser fund has the two benefits of a Roth. What? You fund Roth IRAs and 401ks with after-tax dollars, and they accumulate tax-free, and you can take out the money, the income, tax-free. The laser fund has had those two benefits for over a century, but four additional benefits that Roth will never have. And so if you wanted to sock away $1,000 a month, let's say, and you can extrapolate from my numbers here, if you can only afford $500 a month or you can afford $10,000 a month, that's 10 times my example here. But $1,000 a month socked away, earning a rate of return that I have averaged for the last 46 years. I've averaged 8.2% net, cash on cash on my laser funds. And so let's just drop it down to 8. So 8%, $1,000 a month will grow to over $1 million in 25 years. Okay, that's just math, just compound interest. But the problem is a lot of people who sock away $1,000 a month and think they're going to earn 8% with their money in the market, they're shocked when that's not really the rate of return they're experiencing. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're shocked if they have $1 million in a tax-deferred IRA at 401k and they retire and they think that $1 million at 8% can generate, let's say, $80,000 a year of income, and they withdraw $80,000, but they owe Uncle Sam, and in 41 out of 50 states, they owe a state income tax on top of that. So anywhere from 30, 35, 40% if you're in California goes out the window in taxes. You pull out $80,000, you might only net $50,000 to buy gas and groceries, prescriptions and golf green fees and what have you, okay? And so you need to either accumulate $1 million that is totally tax-free, or if it's an IRA or 401k in a 33% tax bracket, you have to accumulate 50% more money. You'd have to have a nest egg of $1.5 million, $1,500,000. You pull out 8% of that. What is that? $120,000, and to net $80,000 to buy gas and groceries. Okay, so you have to have 50% more, and that's going to take you maybe 30 years or so in order to do that. Now, a laser fund can accumulate $1 million quite you know, predictably in a 25-year period, or at the longest, I would say 30-year period, based on the worst periods of time since the Great Depression. But it's tax-free. So if you have $1 million, you can withdraw $80,000 a year and you get to spend $80,000 a year. But there's also another strategy. Now, how can you do that? A laser fund is a max-funded, indexed, universal life insurance policy. And people say, what? I've never seen an insurance policy that has that kind of a rate of return. Well, you haven't seen one structured the way I'm talking, because they turn into a cash cow. For years, I have averaged 9.2, netting 8.2% rate of return, and I self-insure myself. So as I accumulate the money, it qualifies as part of the death benefit. So this kind of an insurance policy gets cheaper as you get older. In fact, in 20 years, it costs 1/20th what it did when you were 20 years younger. Have you ever seen an insurance policy that does that, that gets cheaper as you get older? My heavens, you need to learn what to do about this. But let me tell you, there's also a death benefit. And people sometimes go, I'm insurance poor. I don't need any more insurance. I'm going, quit looking at what it is. Look at what it does. So listen real close here, okay? Let's say that you have a mother and or father that is, they're in their 60s. Age 68, 65, and they're in relatively good health. And they have insurance capacity, okay? Now, what's insurance capacity? Usually when you're that age, you can qualify for life insurance up to maybe 6 to 8 times your income, versus when you were in your 30s with young kids and everything. Yeah, you can qualify for 30 times your income. Yeah, there's a limit to how much life insurance you can own. Did you know that? That you can qualify for. You can qualify for 1 times your net worth, but a lot of people are not using their full capacity. And so I have owned life insurance on my father. I couldn't on my mother. She had a heart disease before I could do this. I have owned with my wife insurance on her mother and father. Okay. My kids own it on me. Okay. I own it on them. Do the math. Okay. If you socked away $1,000 a month on a 60 or 65-year-old parent in what I'm talking about here, and they would be insured for $1 million. Now, the likelihood that they will pass away somewhere between age 65 and 95 is about 95%. Now, when they do pass away, whenever that is, because as far as I understand, none of us are getting out of here alive. I mean out of this life, right? Okay. So when they do pass away, you will, within 3 weeks, be endowed with $1 million of tax-free cash. Now, you would have to be earning 8% in an IRA or 401k for 30 years to end up with $1.5 million, which is really only netting you $1 million. And $1 million, if you're smart, you turn it around and put it into a new laser fund on yourself, and that can generate for you in retirement $80,000 a year of tax-free income without depleting principal based on actual historical performance, okay? So if I sock away $1,000 a month in my own laser fund and that accumulates to $1 million, that's great. If my parents are still alive, I can start using that and enjoy 80 grand a year. But when my parents finally pass away and I get $1 million totally income tax free, that knocks the socks off of the same $1,000 if it was going into some IRA or 401k. Anytime the person passes away, you're endowed in about 3 weeks or less with $1 million of tax free cash. See, this is why our children, see, they do not own IRAs and 401ks. When you think about the better way to sock away money, whether you are owning it yourself to accumulate money tax-free as a living benefit, or whether you use it as a death benefit, I teach people, quit getting hung up on what it is. Look at what it does. I challenge people, show me any place where you could sock away $1,000 a month. And any time in the next 30 years, if your mother or father passes away, you get $1 million totally tax-free. There's not an IRA or 401k that I've ever seen that can give you that kind of assurance with a 95% almost for sure payout if you simply sock away $1,000 a month. Is this making sense? Now, There's a special way you have to do that. If you are going to take over an insurance policy on your parents, they have to qualify for it first. And when they underwrite that, they have to prove that there's going to be an economic loss suffered by the beneficiary, which is usually their spouse. So if it was your father, that would be your mother and so forth. And after an insurance policy is then qualified, justified with underwriters, the owner of the insurance policy can donate it. They can name a charity the beneficiary, even the owner of the insurance policy. And so this is where you can donate your life to be insured. So, folks, you have to think out of the box.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Create a million-dollar nest egg for retirement, whether you live or die. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about two ways to stack up at least $1 million, and I would prefer $1 million tax-free. Because if you sock away enough money to accumulate $1 million in a traditional IRA or 401k, I've got news for you. That's not all your money. Somewhere between 25 to 40% of that belongs to the government. And so most people, when they retire, they're shocked. They've painted themselves into what I call the tax trap or this corner. And they realize that, golly, if you have $1 million and if you were earning, let's say, 8%, or if you had an 8% payout, $80,000 a year of income, that's not all your money. Some people only earn 7.5% or less. Do you know most retirees that have their money still in the market in IRAs and 401ks? According to Dalbar, they are only earning 3.49%. This is why the financial services industry has what is called the 4% rule. They only want you to pull out 4% because they don't want to be sued for you outliving your money. $1 million paying out 40 grand a year and you have to pay tax on that. Even tax at 25% is 10,000 of the 40,000. You're only netting 30,000 to buy gas and groceries. Now, I would rather have, 60,000 than 30,000. Well, 60,000 is a no-brainer, and I can show you how to get a 6% payout on $1 million tax-free all day long based on some of the worst periods of time since the Great Depression. But I've actually averaged more like 8%, 80,000. But it is way better than where most people have their retirement savings in yet-to-be-taxed IRAs and 401ks in the market. Now, I would recommend that at least 5 years prior to retiring, that you start to reposition as much money as possible. I'd recommend no more than 30% of your retirement income should come from yet-to-be-taxed IRAs or 401ks in the market. And this is why many people come to our educational events to learn about strategic rollouts. These are not rollovers. See, a rollover is going from the frying pan into the fire. You're continuing to delay the inevitable, postpone, procrastinate. Why do you want to do that? You want to get the taxes over and done with sooner than later in today's lower tax brackets. In fact, your current tax bracket is likely the lowest bracket you will ever be in. And under a Biden administration, for example, you better put your seatbelt on because taxes are going to be going up, up, up. And it's not just for the wealthy. This is a myth. And I'm going to explain why and how in future segments here. But let's go back to how you can accumulate $1 million nest egg or $5 million or $10 million, because frankly, I don't think $1 million nest egg is going to cut it. $1 million can generate, $60,000 to $80,000 a year of tax-free income. And if that's enough on top of Social Security, so that over 20, 30 years of life expectancy, you feel confident you will not outlive your money, fine. But I would like to err on having more than I need so that I don't outlive my money. And so you want to do that by putting your money into what I would call the tax-free bucket, where somewhere between 40 to 60% of your retirement income, I think, should not even show up on your 1040 tax return. Now, did you hear that? See, let me give you an example. Couples oftentimes would come to me, because I've been a retirement planning specialist for 4.5 decades, and they maybe really were good savers. They socked away, 20, 25, 30% of their income. They were savers. They lived on less than what they earned. And so those kinds of people sometimes will have $2.5, $3 million, $4 million accumulated in IRAs and 401ks and so forth. And so they may thump themselves on the chest and say, you know what? We figure that we can take about $200,000 a year of income during our retirement. And I go, well, that sounds great. Congratulations. They say, well, do you have any suggestions? And I say, well, yeah, 100% of that is showing up on the front page of your 1040 tax return. And they go, well, is there a different way? And I go, hello, yes. But it now takes about 5 years to cure this tax dis-ease. See, when you're not at ease financially, that's what I call a tax dis-ease. Because when you're not at ease physically, at a cellular level, we call that disease. But it's a dis-ease with your body. Too many people are not at ease financially, and so I've been spending most of my career curing financial dis-ease. And so many times it takes 5 years to be able to roll money out of IRAs and 401ks, get the taxes over and done with, but here's the key. You want to reposition the after-tax money into something that's going to be tax-free from now on, and that if we experience inflation, inflation will help you instead of hinder you, and you get to participate when the economy is doing well, but when the stock market crashes, you don't lose a dime, and that's indexing, and that is accomplished through my favorite vehicle, the Laser Fund, where I have averaged about 8.2% net cash-on-cash rates of return for the last 4.5 decades, but conservatively speaking, my heavens, if you can change out, for example, the couple that was bragging about $200,000, in 5 years, we shifted $120,000 of that income off of their 1040 tax return. Because income that is tax-free out of a laser fund is not deemed earned passive or portfolio income. And those are the only three types of income Americans pay income tax on since 1986. Tax reform, okay? And so if you have income that is not one of those three types of income, there's nowhere on a tax return to put it. This is not a tax loophole. The IRS knows this couple is receiving $200,000 a year still. But $120,000 of it is not on their tax return, and they're not doing anything wrong, and they don't even get audited because it's been a sacred tax-free cash cow for over a century. And so we took their taxable income down to $80,000. The other $120,000 is tax-free. We saved them $40,000 of tax on the $120,000. If one of them, husband or wife, lives 25, 30 years, let's just say from age 65 to age 90, 95, we save them over $1 million of unnecessary tax. We've done this many, many, many times. I saved a couple of school teachers, both husband and wife are school teachers. We saved them $250,000 of unnecessary tax on their 403Bs, their 401Ks, and their TSAs, tax-sheltered annuities. We got the money out and the taxes over and done with. We increased their net spendable income in that case by double. Another gentleman, we increased his income by 3.5 times and saved him $750,000 of unnecessary tax. Another couple. Both physicians, we saved them $1.2 million. We took one couple in California in 5 years from the highest tax bracket to a 0% tax bracket. Now, folks, this is not magic. This is not smoke and mirrors. This is the real deal. And if you don't learn and get educated, you're going to be left out. So this is why I'm very passionate about teaching educational webinars to my listeners here. Thank you for listening. I've been doing this for, again, north of 46 years. I've written 11 books, very blessed to have many bestsellers, one of New York Times, Wall Street Journal, number one bestseller. Now, this isn't about selling you a book. In fact, when you register for one of our educational webinars, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent best-selling book, The Laser Fund. It's 300 pages, charts, graphs, explanations, and it also contains 62 actual client stories and examples of how The Laser Fund is actually the dream solution for more than just for retirement, even though that's usually the primary use. It's good for business, working capital, for real estate management, for college funding. It knocks the socks off of a 529 plan. Oh, my heavens. It's the best way to accumulate, access, and transfer your money totally tax-free.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.